'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The kiddies were nestled all snug in their beds, with visions of toys hip-hopping in their heads. And I in my nightie, and Dad in his cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. A winter's nap. Know what I mean? When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, we sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window we flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to our wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. Reindeer, honey? Reindeer. With a little old drive so lively and quick, we knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Much faster than 5G, his reindeer they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all. Ho, ho, ho! As dry leaves before the wild wind will fly, when they meet an obstacle and mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the reindeer they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, we heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As we grew in our heads and were turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound, with a bound. With a bound. He was dressed all in red from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow, honey. As the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave us to know we had nothing to dread. Nothing to dread. Nothing to dread. Spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But we heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all! And to all, a good night. A good night down here. A good night. A good night. Ho, ho, ho. A good night.